BePod Studios.
Wednesday.
Is it
Wednesday?
You know what time it is?
Is it time to make the donuts?
I read somewhere that the smell of donuts is one of the strongest aphrodisiacs.
Donuts!
Whoa, excellent!
That's how you get banned from a donut shop.
Donut o'clock.
That's great.
Oh, the diet starts tomorrow.
But the show must go on.
Now!
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Oh, Lauren's microphone's broken.
Lauren's microphone.
All right, that means
yeah,
you can go home.
Let's bye. See you later. Show's over.
He had so much to say this morning, too. It's kind of crazy.
Well, let's see what's happening. Okay, so hey, welcome. It's Wednesday. What is it? Oh, I think it's working.
That, hello. This one's working.
Oh, good. Wow, it needs a little Viagra, though.
Right.
What's happening?
That's really long,
yeah.
But limp.
Well,
there you go.
Well, welcome to the Lauren Wally Morning Radio program.
You're going to have to hold that.
If you're watching the simulcast at home, there's a big microphone arm, and it's got like a...
One, two.
Oh, he's back.
It works. Okay. Well, welcome to the show, everybody.
That thing is standing up straight. Look at
that.
There you go.
So how's everybody doing this morning?
Oh, great. Better than that microphone.
Yeah, really. Seriously. Better than Chara.
Oh, poor Zdeno Chara.
Oh, did you? Oh.
No, I don't watch that stuff. I don't like violence, but I feel really bad. But when you break your jaw, you can get to your goal weight very easily.
Okay, so there's every cloud has a silver lining, doesn't it?
I'm concerned. I want to know if they have to shave his playoff beard to work on his jaw.
They probably won't let them, you know?
Well, these are questions we'll try to answer this morning right here on the 101 Morning Show.
I hope he doesn't live in Concord because you can't use straws there when you break your jaw.
Okay, well, there's a lot to be considered.
Nice stainless steel one.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So we got that going for you this morning here. Let me see. Listen, if you're hitchhiking, don't take a ride with Tracy Morgan. We got that story coming up for you this morning. LBF, you got Dirty Laundry. What do you got coming up for us this morning?
Well, I know that the producers at Jeopardy are awfully angry. They're on the massive hunt for the leaker.
They think they found the leaker.
Really?
Yeah. And they say they're going to... Whatever they're going to do.
How do you press charges? Like, can you press charges or just make the person's life miserable? What?
I don't know. Maybe put them in jeopardy?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Or maybe even double jeopardy.
Oh.
You never know.
Right. What is a lawsuit?
I guess. Yeah, there's always the lawsuit. That's always a pain.
The person could possibly be an employee.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know, so I would bet that the employees have to sign some kind of a confidentiality agreement. Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, they record those episodes so far in advance.
I don't know how they do it. You know,
well, use cameras and they record it.
Oh,
and then,
is that what it is?
Yeah, that's how it works.
You mean not talk?
Yes.
Well, I bet you do.
Okay, so we got that coming up today. We got the men's fashion report.
I'm really looking forward to seeing you.
I know
in this.
That when you think fashion, you think of us.
Do you want to? Do you want me to handle that one?
Yeah, would you handle that for us, Hank? We got that coming up this morning. Yeah, let me see. Winnie Grant is 60 Seconds. Billionaires and what they're doing to stay young. This is
weird. Yeah, did you read that?
I read this.
This makes me angry because I feel like billionaires just have enough. Why should they live the longest?
Okay, so all of this is coming up this morning right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
You guys are really in luck this morning because we're going to have the men's fashion report here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show. And these are this little tip.
Brought to you by The Onion.
The little tips on the really hot, trendy thing coming up for guys this coming summer here.
It's about time you started to listen to me.
Okay. So, and Hank was going to be our model. It's too bad this isn't TV because we had planned to, you know, kind of strut down the runway this morning modeling the latest in fashions. But the two new
it's
items.
It's so adorable that you think this is model music. If you've not ever watched Project Runway.
So you go two things hot for guys this summer.
Okay.
Tube tops and cutoffs tops.
Crop tops.
Yeah.
Crop tops.
Okay, now these are not crop tops like back in the 80s. Crop tops where you'd take a t-shirt and you'd cut it off like just under the pecs and it was kind of, you know, sloppy and all that sort of
thing. Is that how you used to wear them?
That's how I always wore them in the 80s, okay?
They called them shimmels.
These are.
I feel like Dave Falcone may have worn them.
I bet he did.
And when he was on the moving crew at Catholic University, I feel like that might have been a situation.
I wore them in the early 80s when I could still see my feet. Yes, I did.
Okay, so these are form-fitting. Really... This is a
kind of.
They, they're really, really tight and form-fitting, and they end like right under your pec muscles here. So you, this is a case where you need a six-pack to sport these.
I got a six-pack. It's on ice. We're after the show.
Well, this is the best time. A six-pack is actually better than having a keg.
Okay,
so you need that. And then the other thing is the... You know, you got the
tube top.
The tube top, see. Now, the tube top is just the opposite of the crop top, because the tube top starts right into your pecs.
Can I just say right here, as a person who has attempted to wear both of these styles one point in my life?
Yes.
Not yesterday, jerk.
I did not say anything.
Didn't say a word. Okay.
You don't have to.
I know that a crop top can be difficult when you have a large,
top.
Listen.
They feel like they want to fall down all the time.
Keep
That's why
going,
you need
Brian.
A strap on it.
What?
A spaghetti strap or something.
No. So, like, but younger days, these two, they're not comfortable. They're not comfortable. I'm just going to tell you.
But you know what? This crop top for a guy, or the tube top, that looks kind of nice. Frees up the shoulders. This could be like a new uniform for the NFL.
There's a problem.
What's the problem?
It's hairy.
Tan lines?
Hairy backs.
I'm not hairy at all.
Hairy backs and shoulders.
Manscaped. Great.
I'd have to go through a waxing or something.
People manscape these days, Lauren.
I'd have to be completely manscaped.
Like a wolf man.
That's true.
Right.
People would think it was a bolero jacket.
Okay. Well, that's a good point.
Lauren, you'd look like a beaver wrapped up in an ace bandage.
You're right about that. Okay,
Somebody would probably try to throw paint on him for wearing fur.
Those are the fashion tips that's for you guys for the summer ahead, okay?
80s and more. 5-7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interior.
Okay, still standing. And that brings us to the Senior Citizens of Boston Sports Report this morning on the Morning Radio program. So we got, by everybody else's standards, no. But by sports standards, these guys are getting old.
Yeah, Zdeno Chara is 42 years old. Suffered what they think is a broken jaw. He's 6'9". He's a beast.
You're a regular guy. You break a hip. You're a hockey player. You break a jaw.
Right. Most guys retire at 22 years old.
Exactly. Yeah.
But now, Tom Brady, yesterday, he had me quite nervous because I follow him on Twitter now that he's on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I was kind of disturbed by what I saw. You know, I looked at it and I'm thinking, does he really mean this? Should I read the tweet right here?
Oh, sure. What did
he say? It says, quote, "It's a picture of Brady looking pretty nasty, too. He's got kind of like the short hair. Remember last year they made fun of him with a little bit of a dad bod? He looks pretty lean. Couple pictures from training camp, and he's going through some drills. But he tweets, "Treat my first like my last, and my last like my first."
Uh-huh. Now, where do you pick that up?
Treat my first like my last, and my last like my first, and my first like the first song got sang.
It's a good thing you had your Jay-Z album here,
I have my
Lauren.
Jay-Z album with me, okay?
So maybe, now that he's a billionaire, maybe Brady's starting to listen to
probably
him a little
bit. Okay. Right.
But do you think this could be Tom's last go-round?
It's so funny, because as soon as Tom Brady says the word last, Twitter blows up. Right. Everybody's like, boom, boom,
oh, he's quitting, he's going to retire.
He's just bored, and he's like, I'm going to mess with the public today. I mean, that's what I think. It might be diabolical.
I think you're absolutely correct.
I think this is it.
This could be it. Hey, go to WROR.com if you want to see it.
Yeah, check it out.
He looks good, though, in the pictures.
Yeah, he does look good.
And speaking of sports, Hank.
Zdeno Chara doesn't look nearly as good.
Reports
say he's got a broken jaw. He'll be out for the remainder of the playoffs. He's 42 years old, but
official now?
It's not official. They haven't confirmed it, but there are a lot of reports going around.
Because I know everybody's like, he can play with that. It's just a broken jaw.
Really,
broken
try that. Jaw. Try that. He is a hockey player.
I know. They're tough guys. I really just want to know if the doctor has to shave his playoff beard or not to treat the broken jaw.
Tell you how tough these guys are and how dedicated he is. Tell him about what he does. Hey, Brian, during the offseason on his bicycle?
Yeah, Chara, he would ride the Tour de France route. Yeah. Once the Tour de France was done, he would ride the 21 stages just like the riders did.
Unbelievable.
Like 110 miles one day, 85 another, 40 uphill in a mountain.
We should get him to do Pan Mass Challenge.
You're right.
That's right, yeah. Okay.
He's got to have a team.
Draw. Come on.
Right. He's already in shape.
Yeah,
Bruins back in the Garden Ice tomorrow night, game 5. Now, Coach Bruce Cassidy indicated the Bruins might go with 7 defensemen and 11 forwards. with Chara. Mm. Hey, in Kansas City last night, Eduardo Nunez blasted a three-run pinch-hit home run in the eighth. Sox rallied to beat the Royals 8-3. Chris Sale on the mound tonight. He's going for only his second win of the year.
Isn't that unbelievable?
This is the 59th game. Stunner in Foxborough yesterday, a different kind. Patriots cut their most experienced tight end, Austin Seferian Jenkins. They just signed him in April. Could they know that Gronk could be coming back?
I don't know. This is a mysterious thing that's going on here, Hank.
Hey, and it's Bob Kraft's birthday today.
Hey.
Wonder what he wants.
I don't know.
By the way, the NBA Finals swing out to Oakland tonight. Game 3, Warriors and Raptors tied at 1. Sports is brought to you by Sullivan Tire.
The Lauren and Wally Morning Show. With Lauren, LBM, Hank, and Brian. Weekdays. 80s and more. All day and night. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The eternal quest for invincibility and everlasting life. It goes on. Everybody's always trying for this. Okay.
I guess. I've read Tuck Everlasting too many times. Living forever is not really what it's cracked up to be. But billionaires want to live forever, but yet remain young. That's the thing. You know, people can live a really long time, but, you know, you've seen like 120-year-old people. They're
exactly,
like toothless and very wrinkled.
Wow. It's kind of harsh.
I'm just saying, it's,
really
it's true. Harsh. You know, you don't really,
I know you're just being realistic. I understand.
The best of Botox doesn't help after a certain point. However, billionaires, because they have more money than anybody, have decided to invest in how to live forever but remain young. It's simple, really.
Really?
I mean, it's just, it's simple, and the vampires knew it.
Oh, God.
They did a long time ago. Yes, they did.
Blood transfusions, but you've got to use young blood.
Hey, young blood.
Didn't The Simpsons figure
the
this
Simpsons
out?
Predicted this.
As a matter of fact, this was a prediction from The Simpsons.
Smithers, I'm back in the pink, full of pith and vinegar.
Just remarkable, sir.
You know, it's funny, Smithers. I tried every tincture and poultice and tonic and patent medicine there is. And all I really needed was the blood of a young boy.
Yes!
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
It's true. Transfusing blood from young, healthy people, specifically those between ages 16 and 25. Ooh, I have an almost 16-year-old at home.
Oh, my God. Diabolical.
Those who feel that they're getting on in years could reverse aging. And it's not for, like, the super old. It's just for the basic old. Anyone age 35 and up is viable for this service.
How much does it cost?
It doesn't say, but I think we can't afford it.
No, but no, wait. A lot of people, you know, give blood like every couple months.
But this is like a transfusion, and I'm sure
it's got to be from a live pumping heart, Lord.
Yeah, something like that. PayPal founder Peter Thiel, he's interested in this concept, and he's has a startup company called Ambrosia. Terrible appetizer, but a good idea.
I love Ambrosia.
Good company.
Yeah.
He's made tons of investments in these sort of startup companies to keep people young. He has a Breakout Labs fund. And then...
good way to work yourself through college.
Jeff Bezos has
sell your blood to billionaires.
Yeah. Jeff Bezos has pumped money into Unity, and that's a California company that hopes to stop the aging process.
Well, I'm pretty sure he's already part robot anyway.
I know.
Right?
Yeah, he is.
I give blood every 3 months because of my iron level.
Yeah,
I have to keep it down.
Right. Yeah.
Who'd want to get my blood?
You're not eligible. You're not 16 to 25. Ship sailed.
Oh, they must use it for somebody.
Well, yeah, that's
well,
for that's
very,
for their trauma.
Very sick people.
That's when somebody really needs a transfusion.
Somebody they really want to infect.
You need somebody with the low iron.
The low iron, right.
Yeah, okay. You need some anemic.
Population of people wearing people Crocs, who, you know that they got his blood.
That's right. Exactly.
I don't think anybody wants it.
Oh, the fashionable crowd.
Yes, the fashionable people in Crocs. Yeah. That's who they're looking for there.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus calls Lem with a little problem, and we hear...
Hello?
Ebus?
Yeah?
It's Lem. Listen, I got a problem with my mule. He's got distemper. What should I do?
Oh, well, when my mule had distemper, I gave him a quart of turpentine.
Okay, thank you.
The next day, Lem calls Ephus again, and we hear...
Hello?
Ephus.
Yeah?
It's Lem again.
Yeah, what's up, Lem?
Well, I gave my mule that quart of turpentine. He died.
Yeah, so did mine.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men Fitness.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lorna Whatty Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
So the age-old question, would you rather be lucky or would you rather be good? What do you think? Would you rather be lucky? Every time, rather be lucky.
Yeah, you don't really need to be good.
Don't have to be good.
Obviously.
If you're lucky, you don't have to be good at anything. So the guy finally steps forward because of the Powerball from last week with $340 million, $344 million. And they said that they knew a winning ticket had been sold in North Carolina. So he finally steps forward, and you're going to love this guy. He's a retired guy, and he's telling him how he called his wife to let her know that he thought he'd won something. He just didn't know how much he'd actually won.
Okay. Well, I think I won at least $50,000. And after I hung up the phone with her, I got back in there and looked, and I said, dang, I got them all. So then I called her back and said, look, I won the whole thing. And she said, well, how much is the whole thing? I said, I don't know. I just played. I don't know what it is. And she said, well, Google it. So I went in there and punched up the answer lot on Google. I said, you ain't going to believe this. I got it all. I don't know what to do with most of it. I hope it don't change me a lot. And I'm trying not to change my life, but... like I said, I'm still going to wear my jeans, maybe newer ones, but...
I'm going to get a new pair of jeans. I got a feeling that's a guy that's not going to change.
Maybe. I hope not. He seems like a fun person.
He's a retired guy, and the first thing he did, he gave his brother $1 million.
Just a million?
Yeah. Well,
wow.
You know, I don't think he's really got any concept of how much money he's talking about, because he took the after...
$158 million. He took the lump sum,
yeah,
and the tax after that, he'll net $158 million. But he said he wanted to give a lot to, like, the Red Cross and to St. Jude's Children's Hospital. He's a really good guy.
He's just saying that. That was for the press conference. He's talking it at all.
Talking up. Yeah, I'm going to give this away. I'm going to give that away.
I liked how he got the number, though. He used the numbers. His stepdaughter a couple years ago got a fortune cookie, and the numbers were on the back.
Oh, wow.
And he's been playing it ever since.
Yeah.
And that's the way he came up with the numbers. I might have to go up to the Kowloon tonight.
That's a good idea. Oh, wow. Well, I mean, I hope he doesn't change. I think winning...
Okay, would you... Yes, she would. Of course she would change. Would you change?
Yeah, I'd never see you people again.
Well, Mega Millions.
Variety all day and all night. 80s more. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, we've got commencement speeches, TV shows that are coming and going. But, and somebody's not coming back to one of my favorite shows. But first, let's discuss Jeopardy, because it is top of mind.
They are very upset.
They're out for blood. I guess the producers are threatening action against whoever leaked that footage of James Holzhauer losing before it aired. They claim to know who did it. They aren't naming names until they're sure. I don't know what they're going to do to them. Sue them,
well,
fire them, whatever.
It's probably somebody on the staff. So they can fire them and sue them because they probably had to sign a confidentiality agreement.
Yeah.
I know. I don't know. Yeah.
But imagine what it did for ratings, because people were... Jeopardy... Yeah. Watcher, and I kind of got to the point where I'm like, I'll just tune in and see if he wins.
Yeah, I wouldn't have watched that episode. Yeah. I think it was an inside job.
Oh,
they say they're doing it.
Yeah. It did.
So, yeah, and then they're saying, oh, we'll go get the person, but in fact, probably the person was made to do it.
I'm a conspiracy theorist, too. I'm with you.
Yes, yeah. Good idea. It's a good one. Hey, speaking of conspiracy theories, James Holzhauer laughed at a lot of the conspiracy theories about the Jeopardy loss. Here's what he had to say on SportsCenter in an exclusive interview last night.
Oh, I love the conspiracy theories. You know, my favorite one is I found some sports book in Vegas was offering me some great odds to throw the game, and I somehow managed to put in a few million dollars to bet against myself because, of course, they take those kind of limits on pre-taped TV shows.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Anyway, so moving on. Emma won last night.
Yeah. It's interesting, though. I emailed James last week.
Yeah.
to see if we could get an interview with him.
Yeah.
And he actually emailed me back and said, no, sorry, I can't do it right now.
Yeah.
But.
But he went and
that
gave,
was like on Friday.
Yeah. So now, yeah, exactly. So I can't do it right now.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Jenny Slate is going to speak at a commencement, an eighth grade commencement. Party of one. Class of one.
Class of one?
Yes. Single graduating student on that tiny Massachusetts island, Cuddy Hunk, which I looked up, and there's like one place you can stay, and apparently like a shack is $2 million. So cool.
Really?
But yeah, so she's going to give the commencement speech, and that's kind of exciting. The audience will be Gwen Lynch. She's the lone graduate. It's a one-room schoolhouse there, and... I love Jenny Slate. She voices one of the dogs in Secret Life of Pets. And she had one season on SNL, but her first live sketch, she dropped the F-bomb on live TV.
Oh, yeah.
Also, yeah, remember? That was her.
Good way to not get a second.
Oh, I felt so bad for her. She's from Milton. Her parents are selling their $2.2 million home, by the way, on the market.
I see.
And I don't know. I just enjoy her an awful lot. Plus, I think she dated Chris Evans. Way to go, Jenny. Talk about that in your commencement speech. Lisa Vanderpump. Life goals. Lisa Vanderpump will not be returning to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills for the 10th season, nor will she be attending the season 9 reunion. I hear this is old news, but it's news to me, so I'm telling everybody else. She basically said she's not going to the reunion, which is really upsetting. The objective of the reunion is to reunite, and I have no inclination to reunite with the women who've been harassing me for 10 months now. This is it's called Puppygate. It's about a dog situation. It's ridiculous. I love when Dave Falcone watches Real Housewives with me. I just said that on the air. Sorry, babe. Because he sees the arguments ensue, and he's like, why are they arguing about this? This is not even anything to argue about. I'm like, there would be no show if they weren't arguing about the minutia.
Right.
So that's when I tell him to leave the room.
So Davis, he's making the mistake of thinking it's real.
Well, I mean, I don't think he thinks it's real. He thinks that they're real good looking, some of them. So that's
maybe
why
he's watching it. Yeah,
Tracy Morgan got into another car accident almost 5 years to the day that he got into that big serious accident that almost killed him. But this time, it was a bit of a fender bender.
Did you see his car, though? He was bent out of shape.
Yes, he had a $2 million Bugatti, and a Honda sideswiped him, and he was not happy.
Did you see how long he'd had the car?
1 second. Like
he'd had it in an hour.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
I'm sorry, but
Tracy Morgan, you don't drive a $2 million car in New York City without thinking
anything's going to happen to this thing. What are the odds?
Yeah. So, and you know, I mean, he can fix it. Okay. A couple of things on TV news I just want to mention. Punky Brewster might be getting a reboot, which I'm super excited about. Punked as well from MTV. Remember, it was... It was hosted by Ashton Kutcher. I didn't love that show because it made. But I know he did it to celebrities, so it was okay. But I always get nervous when people are being punked. I don't know why. It's just one. I think I'm afraid of being punked. Singled Out might be getting a reboot. Okay. And by the way, Chernobyl on HBO, the miniseries, huge hit.
I've heard so many people.
They had this
about
ratings. Forbes looked at the ratings and they found out it was like number one, higher than Game of Thrones, Breaking Bad, Band of Brothers. I could have told you this though last week
because
we put up a meme that said, "Ladies, name your lady parts."
Yeah.
The last show you watched, and so many were Chernobyl.
Wow, really? That's radioactive.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go.
Okay.
That's what's going on, Dirty Laundry.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, Win a Grand in 60 Seconds is on the air right here at WROR. Our player this morning is in the sales game, and he comes from Ayer, Massachusetts. His name is Tommy Farnsworth, and he's on the line right now. Good morning, Tommy. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Great, thank you. What do you sell anyway, Tommy?
We sell exterior car trim, like chrome pillar posts and rocker trim.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. Now,
LBF has no idea what that does on a car. What's a rocker panel?
She's happy with
shiny.
It.
Yeah, makes it shiny.
Okay.
Oh, I like it.
Now, here's
I like shiny.
You play along on a regular basis, day to day, right?
Yeah, we play pretty regularly. Yeah, okay.
Well, the word on the street is you're pretty good, right?
I think so.
Okay, we're going to find out because you got 10 questions coming to you. You got 60 seconds. Give us 10 correct answers. You know the drill on this. You can pass. Don't pass on too many. Got to save time. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready to play, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Win a Grand in 60 seconds is on the air.
What is 10 plus 3?
13.
Who is the Roman goddess of love?
Athena.
What actress stalked Michael Douglas in Fatal Attraction?
Glenn Close.
Who is the captain of the Bruins?
Pass.
Name one of the bridges that gets you to the Cape.
The Bourne Bridge.
Who was the host of the original Punk'd on MTV?
Ashton Kutcher.
Stratford-upon-Avon is this writer's hometown.
What was that?
Stratford-upon-Avon is this writer's hometown.
Right. Pass.
What prevents the Earth's atmosphere from drifting into space?
Gravity.
True or false, tin cans were invented in 1810, but can openers did not appear until 50 years later.
Repeat.
True or false, tin cans... It's 60 seconds goes fast.
It flies by.
Unless you're on a treadmill.
But you got five. You got five right. You missed one. You passed on a couple here, and you didn't quite finish.
Yeah, not too good.
That's okay. You know, it's okay. The Roman goddess of love, tricky, but it's Venus. The captain of the Bruins is Zdeno Chara. He just broke his jaw. Stratford-upon-Avon is this writer's hometown, Shakespeare. And true or false, the one you had me repeat, tin cans were invented in 1810, but can openers did not appear until 50 years later. Oh, that would be true.
You know the one I'd have gotten wrong.
I was going to say true. I was leaning towards true. Yeah.
Yeah. Rats.
The one I would have missed, the Earth's atmosphere is prevented from drifting into space by the fact that the Yankees suck. That's what I guess they see. But that didn't work out.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, we got
anything.
We have a fine consolation prize for you this morning.
Okay.
A 4-pack of tickets to Six Flags New England, which is a great take. You're going to have a great time.
And shiny stuff there. You'll love it.
Well, experience.
I love shiny stuff.
Hey, experience the all new Cyborg Hyperdrive, an extreme new dark ride experience. You're going to have a good time. Thank you very much for playing the game, and have yourself a fabulous day. And let the sun's trying to come out to make you a happy guy.
Thank you so much, Arlo. Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
Everybody else, if you want to play, you got to register. You got to register to play. You got to play to win. Log on to WRR.com. Now, do you think this would qualify as one of those get-rich schemes where you're flipping houses and things like that?
I don't think a 30-year wait is a slip.
You think so?
I don't, but that's really just me.
Yeah, okay. Check this out.
Anyway, Michael Douglas is selling his 19th century estate on the Spanish island of Mallorca, built by an archduke, because you know, that's how it's done there. Anyway, he bought it for $3.5 million 30 years ago and spent those 30 years fancying it up. And when he went to sell it, it was on for $60 million. Now it's been dropped down to $32 million. You realize you need to put together probably like a video or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And it needed a voiceover. And he's like,
who could I find to do a voiceover?
Call an actor or somebody. Yeah. So he's doing his own voiceover for his own real estate ad. And here's what he's selling, everybody.
In the mid-19th century, Archduke Ludwig Salvador of Habsburg bought a large piece of land on the northwest coast of Mallorca.
I couldn't sell this house.
When I first saw Sestak in 1990, I also fell under its spell and bought the property. Over the past 30 years, I've put my own mark on the place, completely modernizing and redecorating the old buildings built by the Archduke. The estate now has 7 separate buildings containing 5 apartments with 10
separate
bedrooms.
One for each mistress.
But my life has taken a new course, and now it's time for me to let someone else enjoy the privilege the adventure of Sestaka.
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 If you lived here, you'd be home now.
Greed, for lack of a better word, is good.
It's gorgeous.
That's why he was asking $60 million
first. Yeah, exactly. It's gorgeous, obviously.
Now, how much? What does he ask? 35?
32 million. 32 down million. From 60 million, but up from 3.5 million. So, but it did take 30 years, so I feel like that's fair.
Okay, okay.
It's beautiful. I've never even heard of Mallorca, and I just learned how to pronounce it. Barely. You don't even,
but the deal is, you don't really even have to go to Mallorca to pay that kind of cash. For example, you can stay right here in Boston, and you can buy the penthouse suite, the grand penthouse suite at Millennium Place. And what's it going for, Hank?
That's $45 million, 8 bedrooms, 9.5 baths, over 13,000 square feet.
20% down.
And no parking spot, I would imagine.
No, I know, right?
You know what? Parking wasn't listed. With the 20% down, $9 million, your monthly mortgage payment would be $230,581.
A month, yeah, okay. And
the property taxes alone are $29,600 a month.
A month? A month?
Still not the most expensive place to live in the United States. The most expensive United States home, New York City penthouse. Guess how much?
New York City penthouse, $130 million.
No, that's pittance. That's nothing.
Really?
That's for poor people. $238 million.
Wow.
Some guy named Ken Griffin bought it. I don't know who that guy is. Oh, he's a billionaire. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know. New York, Mallorca, wherever you want to go.
Lauren and Wally Show. Mornings or 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, the big question this morning is, when is the last time? Can you remember the last time you used a landline? A lot of people really can't. Like, LBF, you don't think you can remember the last time.
I remember the... Like, we have a landline at home, and it rings constantly, but I don't answer it because it's telemarketers. It's just, but the last time I actually picked up a landline and made a phone call, I cannot remember.
Hank, how about you? You do?
You know what? I probably used one a year ago. My parents have one. You know, like, little handheld digital phone, and that's what they use is because of their cell service, too, because they have lousy cell service. But, yeah.
Well, that's my problem. I have a landline, and I use it almost every day because my cell service sucks at my house. And it's a funny thing because, you know, any place in my house, horrible reception, horrible. I can go out the front door, walk 10 yards out into the street, and perfect
it's
reception.
The moat is a problem.
Maybe that's it.
But yours is still a rotary. That's the concern.
Maybe it's the tin hat I wear rotary most of the cell time. Phone. Something like that, yeah. Oh, not that kind of rotary. That kind of rotary. Okay, so, well, you may... They're disappearing rather rapidly because we're now at a point in time where 2% of the entire population has never, ever made a call on a landline. So they're going away pretty fast. And Hank tells me that he has found a directory for phone booths, pay phones.
You know, there are over 600 phone booths left in the city of Boston.
I just saw a pay phone, two next to each other, and I actually said to my husband, we're driving by, I'm like, oh my God, look, pay phones, like it was a bear. You know, like I was like, oh, my God. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, what? How do you? I can't even imagine. And we have a friend, Tracy, who's in today, and she was saying how her daughter was at this, Airbnb, and she looked down, and there was a landline, and her daughter's five, and she said, what's that?
Really?
And she's like, oh, it's a phone. And the little girl's like, no, it's not, and pointed to a cell phone and said,
that's a phone. Now that's
a phone. That's an old lady phone. It's an old lady
just
princess
phone. Just so my kids know what the phones were back in my day. You know, remember the ones that would hang on the wall in the kitchen?
Yes.
We had a beige one at my house.
Everyone had a beige one.
Well, so I found one of those.
Yeah.
It's a black version.
Yes.
Nice. The old Bell telephone.
Perfect.
Wall phone.
Yeah, the Brian Bell telephone.
And I have it hanging on our kitchen wall, and it works. You can't dial out because it is rotary.
Yeah.
But the kids answer it. Like when the telemarketers call our home phone, I just have the kids answer the phone. They love it.
We have a Ma Bell black phone.
Like really? One of those old graphite heavy phones?
Yes.
No kidding.
You can knock people over the head with it.
Yeah.
That's what I use it for. It's a weapon.
Okay. Good to hear.
80s and more. 5-7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, everybody. Alert the media. I've been informed that we have someone who's calling from an actual landline. Let me check with you. You're actually calling from a landline?
I am. I love my landline.
Oh, it sounds so good.
Is spectacular.
Hey, I was talking about my two little grandsons. They're 2 and 4, and when they're hearing the phone rings, they jump out of their skin. They don't know what the hell that is. And, but I also have my mother's Harvest Gold phone from the 70s.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Works perfectly, weighs 40 pounds, but it works like a charm.
That's awesome.
An excellent weapon.
the Smithsonian call looking for it. I said, nope, I want to keep it because it still works.
When you were a teenager, did you get one of those 30-foot-long cords so you could drag it to your bedroom and shut the door?
You betcha.
Hey,
that's awesome.
Of course.
Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Okay, have a good day.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.